This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you do that by, you know, getting engaged. Getting informed. I say it all the time. Because you get informed, right? Then you'll know how to fight back. I know. I say to you always, you know, when we're talking about this stuff, because some of you haven't figured it out yet. You can do this. I'm telling you, you can do this. All right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to MyPillow. That's right, MyPillow.com. You want to head up there. You know, you've got a guy that's made it, I won't say extremely easy, but easier for us to, some of the guys like myself, to make money online. Because Facebook is making it next to impossible. Twitter's making it next to impossible. Even with our buddy there, it's hard to get your message out. Right? So you want to be able to get your message out. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. You know what? When he makes money, he fights those causes, or he fights for those causes that you and I believe in. More than happy. You know, to spend his millions, and he does on a regular basis, to spend his millions of dollars on this. So head over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Right, you got sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers, slippers, all kinds of stuff there. Made in America, and keeping people in this country working. Right? I'm seriously. So let's support the people who support us. Let's figure this out, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. It's really that simple. All right, for you lovers of AI, and I know you're all over the place, right? Apparently, a new AI, I love this, new AI report finds conservative women are much more attractive than liberals. If I leave it there or keep going? Yeah, I agree. I'm going to keep going. The Journal Scientific reports in March that the research revealed that AI is 61% accurate in predicting a person's political affiliation after analyzing one's headshot. Approximately 3,200 publicly submitted photos of political candidates who ran in 2017 in the Danish municipal election were used for the study. The researchers inputted the photos into Microsoft Azure's Face API tool to evaluate a person's emotional state. Now, 80% of the faces analyzed read as happy, 19% read as neutral. For females, right, though not males, right, high attractiveness scores were found among those the model identified as likely to be conservatives. And these results are credible, given that previous research using human raters have also highlighted a link between attractiveness and conservatism. I don't get that. What does that mean? Like, if you're ugly, you're upset? I'm serious. I don't get it. Study also found that left-leaning male politicians displayed more neutral faces and were less happy than conservative politicians. Listen, what did I tell you guys? I've said this for, you don't need AI. You need, you know, JM, Joe Messina. All right? I've been saying this for years. They're happier. We joke about each other. We make fun of ourselves. We don't take ourselves so seriously. Unlike them, everything for them is a bad, negative thing. It's terrible. Life is over. You understand? I don't know if some of you guys realize this. Liberal radio doesn't work. It never has. Yes, you have some liberal radio hosts that are really good. Okay? But if you listen to them and then listen to some of the liberals that are long gone now off of radio, it's because it's a complain fest. All they do is complain. No solutions, no upside, no positiveness. You know, it's a 24/7 fight against those people. And it really is a truly, you know, a session of complaining. And they don't make it. So, attractiveness was not the only correlation of this model predicted ideology. The scientists said that we also found that expressing happiness is associated, with conservatism in both genders. Uh-oh. Can we say that without getting shut down? Can we say just both genders? Previous work has found smiling in photographs to be a valid indicator of extroversion. They continued, while extroversion is not broadly associated with ideology, some studies have found that the right-wing politicians are more extroverted. Now, because attractiveness helps boost the chances of electoral success, the scientists noted that all candidates are incentivized to provide an attractive photograph. Politicians on the left and right may have different incentives for smiling. For example, smiling faces have been found to look more attractive, which is comparatively important for conservative politicians. The study goes on to say further research is needed to determine the extent to which happy faces are indicative of conservatism. You know, but seriously, look, I say this, some of you are going to call me crazy. Well, actually, I'll bring it up when Dr. B joins us. Dr. Bridget joins us right after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356.
800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Well, I invite my friend to fight for you.
This is, you know, I got to tell you people, I'm so excited about the Armenian dads, the Armenian community in Glendale, California, who came out to stick up for the guy. They didn't come out to start a fight. I know many people are putting that false narrative out there. But they didn't come out to start a fight. They came out to protect their kids. They came out to push back on the school board there. And when Antifa got stupid, because they finally ran into a group of men, and I'm not putting down the police departments. I know some of them have their hands tied. But when they finally come out and found a group of men that were willing to fight for their kids, they got their butts kicked. And I'm glad to see more and more of these dads, these fathers. And I'm actually happy to see that apparently they were a group of Christian fathers, Christian Armenian men. So it's so great to see that, see them come out, see them step up and, you know, talk about it like they, you know, time. Anyhow, don't listen to me. I don't have a clue. That's why I bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does pretty much every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Dr. B, how's it going? You ducking, dodging those tornadoes or what else?
Right? It's so crazy. Yeah, we're in this little pocket where we don't really get tornadoes, but we do get hail, and hail, though, we've gotten quite the hail. Yeah, I think you saw my pictures, right, of the, like, it's
it was the size of a softball, for God's sakes.
It's crazy. So it's just all the hail together, and it just forms these softballs of hail. It's like we're used to it. We're like, okay. Well, we need a new roof. Probably. I don't know. But this time we won't need a new roof. But my best friend Lori, you know, lives at our ranch. We have 40 acres up in Singer. And she's like, I'm in a closet. What do I do? And she goes, I go, just stay there. I don't know. I'm from California. I don't know.
Hide under the, you're right. Where are you going to go?
Right. Run out and try to catch it. That's what we did the first year we were here. Then we realized, you know, because in California you run out. You dance in the hail, right? Because it's hail. It's like normal.
Yeah, so the first one takes half your head off because it's the size of a softball.
That's right. So in 2017, I think it was, we were starting to run out to catch the hail. And it was softball and grapefruit size. I have never seen, like, cows died that day. And I'm yelling at my kids, come back. But, you know, you want kids to be kids. So, you know, but probably
I would
not
much
in Texas.
Prefer, I would much prefer the earthquakes over the tornadoes.
Right?
And I told you why, because what do you get?
Yeah.
Notices an hour ahead of time, 2-3 hours ahead of time. I'd rather have that earthquake hit, scare the crap out of me, and move on.
Ride it out, right? Just ride it out and move on. And yeah, Texans, anybody, I guess, you know, we don't really have fault lines that produce earthquakes because we would all die because we're all brick homes. But yeah, Texans are like, oh my gosh, at least we don't have earthquakes. And I'm like, what? You would take tornadoes and giant watermelon hail over?
Yeah,
you're crazy. Nice. Earthquakes are blasts. You ride it out. Like you're surfing and it's done. Yeah.
So, Dr. B,
yes.
I just did a story on a study that was done in Denmark, and it was done through AI, and the study found that conservative women not only are more attractive than liberal women, but they're happier, and conservative men tend to be happier than liberal men. Now, that can't be scientifically true, can it?
You know, when you have a little goodness in you and a little God, goes a long way. Or, you know, psychologically, it's, you know, there are so many studies to go along with that say if you are more prayerful and spiritual, which I don't love that word spiritual because that can mean, you know,
I know,
worship
yeah.
the crystals and the tarot cards. But spiritual, I would say, you know, biblically spiritual, godly spiritual. I mean, it is outstanding how much more healthy those people come out, not only psychologically and mentally, but physically. So, if you feel good, you're going to look good. You see, it's interesting that I'm shocked because, you know, you and I really read a lot of news articles, and not only that, you know, we study people and go to the source so we don't have to just believe the stupid, you know, mainstream media, we call it. But just, you know, I love to study people, and I'm around all kinds of people, and I love that, liberals, conservatives, libertarians alike. But I will definitely say there's just an instant kind of, like, angst, especially with more liberal-leaning people, just an anger. We've talked about it. Like, it's deeper. It's like a contempt for everybody,
yep.
you know, for
yep.
anything good. But the way they come out, you know, you see these LGBT parades and these protests and these people showing up at the school board meetings. And I've even watched some of yours, and it's just, they start out angry or really condescending and high and, yeah, even though nobody wants to hear Joe, and we're going to probably kick you out. You know, like, that's like,
yeah,
what?
Right.
We just want to say, you know, that we're here in a good way. It's like, no, you're not. Versus the others, the conservatives, the Christians, those who really care about their parents. And this is across all school boards that I've watched. I watch a lot of them because you'll learn a lot. But
yeah,
there's just a joy, a contentment, a kindness. And even in their righteous anger with conservatives, I see just still a kindness, just a grace. You know, they get their point across, which we need to. You know, you've got those group of men you were just talking about at the top of the hour showing up. And I'm like, crickets, where are the Christian men? Where are they? In droves.
Yep.
They're just not there. So
that's because they always, you know, a lot of the Christians I talk to, you know, I have a different viewpoint. You know, God's will always gets done. I go, no, that's not true. I don't believe that for a second. I think that, you know, I don't believe that God's will was that 7 million Jews died. I think Christians hung back. They did the wrong thing. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. Slavery wouldn't have gone on as long as it did if Christians and others actually, you know, stepped up and did what they were supposed to do. Are these kids supposed to be going through all this sex stuff? Should these transgender kids, I don't know about you, you know I'm not a squishy person. I watch these detransitioning videos, and it just rips my heart out. These girls that are going, how come you didn't tell me? Mom and Dad, why didn't you stick up for me? I was dealing with so many other things at the time. Again, I just don't get it. I don't get any of this. We need to step up. We need to honor the God we say we serve.
Correct. And it's even the hormone replacements or the hormone blockers, puberty blockers. I mean, it is cruelty. To make it simple, when I talk in circles in my circles, you know, we bring up animals, and they're just like, oh, we would, you know, the liberals, we would never, whoa, I can't even bring, how can you compare humans
to
animals?
We got to go for a break, but I want you to finish that thought when we come back. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says his comment referring to the Chinese president as a dictator hasn't had any real consequence.
Choosing and avoiding saying what I think is the facts. Is this not something I'm going to change very much?
While speaking alongside Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Biden added that he expects to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the near future. China's foreign ministry did express outrage at the remark. Kesha and her former producer, Dr. Luke, have settled a defamation lawsuit out of court. The pop singer filed a lawsuit against the producer for sexual assault and emotional abuse in 2014. Dr. Luke then countersued and claimed defamation. As part of the agreement, the pair issued a joint statement on social media. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE-JOE. 855-732-5566. Any questions, send them to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does pretty much every week, talk about some of the issues going on with you and your kids. And how you're dealing with all the, truly, Dr. B, we're like drinking out of a water hose with all the craziness coming our way. You know, now they're affirming kids that are trans species.
I can't. I got nothing to say at that point.
I keep going, Jesus, what are you waiting? I mean, really?
Seriously.
This is bad enough?
It's so sad that we don't really react anymore. It's like, but you just imagine, 1952 sitting at the dinner table. Hey, so, do you want to be a boy, a girl? What are you thinking? What do you want cut off today? They'd be like, they would literally, remember the men in the white coats on Leave It to Beaver? They literally would come and get you. Like, that was legit. They locked, heck, if you had cramps and you were a woman and you were out of control, they'd lock you up for 72 hours. So I look at this and I don't know, Joe. We're in a little bit of trouble. I was going over the youth mental health data today.
Yeah.
And the ranking of states, like they do it by states. And gosh darn it.
California's got to be number one. Come on.
Well, they light it up, and it's like the lowest ranked for, mental health issues versus the highest, and the highest is the worst. And gosh darn it, if Texas is the lowest, one of the lowest, Kentucky, it's just interesting. Iowa, South Dakota, Montana, and then what is lit up, right? The coast. Parts of the coast are just like Boston and, Massachusetts, New York, all that, lit up. Amazing. Blows my mind. And a lot of this is teen depression, and they're calling it major depression, not just we're depressed.
Yep.
But 12% now of the population of teenagers have major depression, and that might not sound a lot to people, but we're comparing that to before COVID, it was under 3%. If I hear one more time that, who would they talk to? They wouldn't have a social life if I don't let them have Kik, Omegle, whatever it is, which is, I gotta talk about, or Instagram or this. I'm just, it's interesting. I hang out with a group, and I see some of these individuals, these teenagers, that are having to parent themselves with social media. And they're smart. Yeah, like they see the nonsense, and it's like they're awake. It's very interesting, and I keep running into more and more, and I'm like, tell me, you know, you interest me, like, what? And they're like, well, it's just dangerous. It's stupid. There's it's popular, and it's fun, and to look at reels, but what I'm hearing around here right now, at least in our area, from 12-year-olds to 19-year-olds, it's a big, wide range for me, that they see the danger in it. And they even told me, you know, we love to look at stuff, but then it just goes dark really fast. It just gets sexually gross. It's against just any kind of common sense. And then Omegle came up today as one of the worst still, that you can talk to strangers, randomly. And now you can just, like, literally spin the wheel, I guess, not really a legit wheel, and just start talking to people, and they think this is a rush.
Wow.
And this is where predators hang out, parents. So I beg you, again, you're not getting it, because the child trafficking, I still have parents I talk to, they're like, that's not a thing. It's not really a thing. You know, that's in Cuba or something. I'm like, it is a thing, and it's... God. One of the biggest issues is here in Dallas. I mean, it's a big thing, and then all the way down to the border, which I'm hoping to go to with the Faith Advisory Board to just kind of check it out and counsel. They have, I would say, hundreds of victims every week that they go rescue that need help, and it's boys and girls. And it all starts on social media. It really does. My daughter was again begging for TikTok, and that's what she has to do. She has to ask me. She goes, I have to ask. You know, I'm a teenager, and I go, I know, and I have to say no, just because it's so dangerous, because China does, you know, data mine so badly. Yep. And she goes, and she's like, and she's a smart girl, and I appreciate it. And parents, talk to your kids. And there's nothing wrong with explaining this to them. But she's like, can you tell me why? How, if China is, you know, mining the data, why is that bad for me? And I said, well, you have to look at it as a whole of society and your country and what they're looking for. They're looking for the online activity to study us, to market, to know where our weaknesses are. And it's not just about you. It's about teenagers. It's about families. It's about where we go, where we shop. And when you download these apps, it's what happens. She's like, oh, you know, we have to teach them to think out of the box and to think bigger. It's not just about you. If it feels good, do it. Oh, goodness.
Oh, come on. We raised a whole generation of me. How does it affect me? What am I going to get out of it? Right? Go ahead.
Drives me nuts. No, it just drives me nuts. I am looking at Omegle right now. I'm sorry. My dog is doing something. And it literally, it markets, hey, talk to strangers. Download now. I'm like, how is this?
And you remember the old Stranger Danger?
Yes.
Right? I mean,
yes. That was good touch, TV, bad touch.
Saturdays. My God.
Well, they literally say Omegle is not safe for kids and teenagers. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's not just adults. I mean, that just makes teenagers want to have it even more. And I guarantee you, I know so many teens and tweens that have downloaded it on the phone because parents do not collect the phones at night. And the ones that do, God bless you, but you're not going through them and looking at the hidden apps, right? I still find people. I literally the other day was looking at somebody's phone. Can I see your phone? Yeah, yeah. And I was showing the parent. I was like, look, two calculators. And they're like, okay. I'm like, okay. Why do they need two calculator apps? Gosh darn. Opened it up. Hidden app where you put hidden apps in. And she was just like, psh, and I'm like, okay, you guys have to open every single one every single night, or don't let them have anything.
Oh yeah.
Better yet. But it is dangerous. That undercover underage, that's the show. Have you seen that at all?
No, that one I haven't seen. I haven't even heard about that one, to be honest.
Okay. every parent needs to go watch both seasons of Undercover Underage. If you have, I would say 12 years and up, have them sit there with you. And if you want to check it out first before your kids, that's great. We did that. I watched it with Allie. And she was just, her mind was blown. So it's this girl who's in her late 20s who started pretending she looks young, pretending like she was a teenager. And she was on Omegle. That was the number one app and Kick, and just started finding child predators. And then season two, the local police department, this is in Oklahoma, started working with her, and she has other 20 and 30-somethings, girls that look very young. And they play these 12 and 13-year-olds. And the amount of predators and traffickers that they catch is incredible. And it's very difficult for these 20 and 30-somethings to do, right? Because they get into it. You know, they do the, hi, no, my mom's not home. You know, can you come by? You know what I mean? And these men come by. It's, and they meet them in parks. And,
my God.
And there the police are, and they arrest them because they have everything they need, and the pics they send, immediately they send them. They don't even get to know these girls that are, you know, almost 30, but just automatically they start sexting them, you know, thinking they're 12-year-olds. And it's gross and heart-wrenching to watch, but Allie is like, wow.
Well, when she sees them,
I get it.
Yeah, I was going to say that. When she sees them, it does open her eyes, and they get to see what's going on. It's kind of like what I'm telling these moms online now. They're obviously, you know how they feel about me. They're beating me up over it. But I've been saying, look, go watch these detransitioning videos. Go watch the kids that have actually been through it. Because I know a lot of these, you know, lefty moms, your liberal moms, when they see these kids yelling at their moms, why did you let this happen to me? Why did you allow me to do this? I don't understand why you didn't protect me. I had so many other things going on in my life.
I will say so much.
We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, you can answer those and so many more questions. Be right back with Dr. B. Don't go far.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what we want you to be. Let me bring her on. Dr. B joins me. She does pretty much every week. Always appreciate her insight, input, and helping you try to maneuver. There is so much stuff going on. You know, being a school board trustee, Dr. B, I have these parents coming at me and saying, why are we doing this? Why are my kids subjected to that? Why this? Why that? You know what? It's because we let our guard down for years, and we didn't stick up for our kids. And now they're reaping the rewards, aren't they?
Yeah. Yes, reaping away.
You like that?
Yes, that was it's a very true statement. Yes, and it's going to continue. You know, you and I were just talking about how I love that these Gen Zers are starting to wake up, and that's what I was talking about, these apps that they're like, this is not safe. And in spite of their parents, you know, they're kind of educating their parents. I see this a lot. It's like, Mom, did you know that's bad? Take that one off your phone, Mom. And I'm like, I don't know why, yes, this is happening. But I also read a study, I think it was last week, that I guess it's Gen Zers. I don't exactly know what the age group is, but it was 13 to 23-year-olds are now parenting their parents and educating their parents. Because it's just what they're doing. They're telling you how it's going to be, what it's, you know, here are my boundaries, I have my rights, and good or bad, no. No. But the parents aren't doing it. You know, they just, they want to be the cool, calm, collected parents and let their parents be in the know. I see it all the time, but it just, I found it interesting. It was an interesting research study saying that the kids are parenting the parents. And
No.
Okay. No. Did that happen in your house growing up?
Oh, it didn't happen in my house growing up, nor did it happen in my house when I was raising my kids. My favorite thing was, I'm sorry, who are you talking to?
I don't know that they're, I think we would be knocked in the next week and there'd be no conversation.
Nope, none at all. No questions asked until I woke up from the coma.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, you're right. No, it's my constant rant, especially when you're on. You parents need to be parents. You don't need to be your kid's best friend. You don't need to try to win their friendship. You know, ladies, it is really sick that you at 32, 33, 34 want to be your 7-year-old's best friend. You can't find anybody your age? I mean, I don't get it.
And you see it, right?
All the time.
You see it, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, and... Oh, Joe, I don't know what to say.
We had a conversation this week with somebody over what's going on with Hunter Biden. I want to get your take on this. And I know it's not a teen issue, but I had a guest on the show, and, you know, Hunter had his issues. And Biden, Joey B's only comment was, I'm proud of my son.
Yeah.
And the guy said, you know, I could see. I said, how can you see that? You're a conservative guy. Here's the deal. His son is involved in all kinds of things, and I know Joey B's not really on the planet anymore, but he's involved in all these things, right? Prostitutes, drugs, taking money illegally, all this stuff we know to be true. How can you say I'm proud of my son? Now, you can say I love my son. You stick by your kids through certain things, but, you know, my oldest son went through a period of life that was terrible. I wasn't proud of anything he was doing. Still loved him.
I see it, and it's such, I even see parents saying this to their kids, and it's like, they will take it, parents, if you say, you know, so they're failing school and they're, you know, smoking weed, but gosh darn it, you took the trash out. I'm so proud of you. And they will take that, and they will keep doing it because they think, oh, done, boo-boo. And I want parents to be proud of their kids, because, you know, one of the things when I wrote my first book for parents, Parent Survival Seminar, or the Guide to Parent Survival Seminar, being proud means being present, right? That is how, that's the correct way to be proud, is be present in their lives, at their events, you know, going up to their room, having conversations, taking them to breakfast. That's where you need to take pride. That's where they see real pride, you know, that's a healthy being proud of. But I look at Hunter, who started drinking as a teenager, abused coke as, you know, cocaine as a college student, in and out of rehab all of his life. And now still he's got a rap sheet more than half the country, and I'm so proud. And him being an adult at this point, you don't need to. Good job. So proud of you, Hunter. And, you know, and I think it's got to be chalked up to Joe is just so lost. He should have been impeached and removed by the 25th. Is that what it is? The amendment that they tried to get Trump out on, or just incapable of everything. But yeah, it is, it's a mind blower seeing that. I heard that and I'm like, I don't understand. He's literally going to plead guilty to federal and you're proud of that. Okay. The guy hasn't come forward. He hasn't fessed up. He hasn't, you know, apologized, asked for forgiveness, sorry to the American people, sorry for embarrassing my, none of this.
He won't even take care of his own daughter. He won't take, you know, won't acknowledge, won't take care of his own. How are you proud of that?
Right? And what is that teaching? And I've heard, you know, you see people, you know, these liberals, it's just so precious that Joe is proud of his son and standing behind him. No, I understand supporting and praying for them and saying, you know, I'll get you the best attorney, but I'm not super proud of you right now. I'm not super happy. I love you, but I'm not, no. No.
I used to tell them, look, you get in trouble. I ain't bailing you out for some of the stuff you're doing.
Right.
I'll go to court the day of sentencing, but I'm not going to go trying to bail you out and make it look like you, what you did was a mistake, because you know exactly what you're doing. You're smart. It was funny you should speak about this, because I've talked about my oldest son on the show having his share of problems. Well, he was actually on a radio show this week that they asked me to come on with him, and I told him before we went in, I said, look, you know you're going to help somebody today. I don't know who, you may never know who, but what you've been through, a lot of kids have been through. And don't hold anything back. I mean, seriously, don't feel like you can't say something because I'm sitting in the chair, because that's not going to help anybody.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was such a good conversation that the person who did it, who helps kids with teens with drugs and alcohol abuse, said, look, I want them to come back. I think there's more here that people need to hear, you know.
That's really good. That's a really true statement. And one thing I've learned after 30 years of counseling is people don't want to sit there and in front of a fake counselor that doesn't know, right? They don't. Do you know about da-da-da? And that is one thing I found to be true is when I was seeing at-risk kids, you know, that grew up poor and that, you know, had issues or didn't have fathers or whatever. And, you know, they can see right through you, especially these gangbangers that I was working with that I loved. I loved them. But they're like, well, you know, Dr. B, you know, do you have a dad? And I'm like, I don't. No, he abandoned me when I was young. And like, oh, you know, what about da-da-da? You know, you have a nice car. Did you grow up? And I'm like, no, I grew up below the poverty line. And my mom was a single mom and worked two jobs and, you know, worked her way through school and got her master's. And, oh, you know what I mean? Okay, yeah, I guess I can talk to you. I'm like, okay. But you're right. And that's where your son is going to reach way more people than, you know, these people that are just sitting in their high tower. And I just know, all right.
The sad part is one of my colleagues is a black female, and the kids and the lefties take for granted, I'm the white guy, so I probably grew up with privilege, I probably grew up in a nice neighborhood, I pretty much had everything handed to me, you know, and she probably grew up in the projects, I mean, which is a racist mindset to begin with, but we'll deal with that later, right? And in reality, it's the exact opposite, okay?
Right.
I grew up in one of the poorest parts of New England in the 70s, in tenement buildings and stuff like that. And she grew up in a nice part of Virginia, went to a great college, and you're saying, my God, what have we done to these kids?
Yes, the judgment, right? The assumptions. It's just the worst. I experienced some, you know, road rage, not me, but the two cars in front of me were just, and I thought they were going to kill everybody. And my daughter's like, you know, road rage much? But again, it's just this guy that accidentally pulled out a little too much and he had to go and he accidentally cut off, you know, and he felt bad and he has his hand up and the other guy is just no, and he's trying to run him off the road. But just assuming, it's like, why are we just assuming the worst of people in general? I felt so bad for that guy. He was scared, the teenager, scared out of his mind. You know, it was just a big accident. And that stuff teaches me, and that's the stuff you got to talk about, though, with your kids, because Allie's like, well, now I know not to assume. You know, that's a scared teenager. And I'm like, yes. You know, everybody has assumptions. I went to this new gym that I'm going to start, you know, training at today. And a great guy, Jesse James, he's a great name. But we were just talking about this, you know, just talking about life and how people just make these comments. And he's not a white dude. And the young lady I was working with, she's, you know, mulatto, she said. And we were just like, just the assumptions. And they're sick of it. You know, they are more like-minded.
We're up on the end. If you want to come back, you can.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, Dr. B's hanging out with me. Joe Bacini, your host. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.